Suleiman Bey. It is July 21st, 2021. I'm glad y'all with me this morning. Hope y'all well. Hope y'all traveling to y'all destinations, being industrious, whatever you got going on, whether you at work, home, play, whatever it is. Hope you're in good spirits, no matter what the circumstance and the situation is. I hope you're in good spirits. You're sending them vibrations throughout your being and throughout the universe. Thank you. Thank you for joining again this morning. I hope everybody medicated and well. And yeah, you got your incense burning. That's what I'm doing in here, getting it together, got my incense burning. I had to change my microphone, too, so I hope it's working out well. I think I'm going to have to stay on pretty close today. I got a few things to bring to y'all today. Yeah, I got a few different links to put together for you today, a few different readings. Some things for you to Google today. Then we're going to go into the black coal laws. Where did them come from? The black coal laws, and what are they? What are the black coal laws? Are we still under the black coal laws right now? And that's what we're going to take a look at. So that's going to be something for you to start Googling now, and you can get up to speed on that. And by the time I get to that, you know, you'll be already there. See the black coal laws and see if they are in force right now, if they are part of the policies and procedures right now, today. So we always go into what is black, because people like to call themselves black. And I put that in the title because most people equate themselves to black. But we are far from black. We are not black. And people are not white. You know, all these stuff are titles that people then put on other people, you know, for commercial purposes, for profit. All right? That's human trafficking. So that's what we want you to understand here on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. We're getting into those type of principles. We go into other things here as well. We go into credit repair, credit builder. You know, we do all that through Legal Empowerment Group. So we do that through Legal Empowerment Group. And you could go to that website and check that out at legalempowermentgroup101.com. And then you also, we got consultation on business startups, on starting that business, getting business credit, and those type of things as well. Real estate, stocks. We get into a lot of different things about teaching you how to build your portfolio too. So we got that at you can go to almore.consultationllc.com. Either one of them websites, you can go to, leave your information, leave your email, your comment. We'll get back to you. If some you like on the show, go into the archives, listen to the previous shows, and if there's something there that you like and you want some information on, then go to one of them websites. Again, that's legalempowermentgroup101.com and Al Moore, that's almoore.consultationllc.com. Okay, so we'll get into, like I said, several things here. But I always in the morning, what I do is, because this is my show, I'm doing me. I'm in my studio doing what I do this morning to bring you information. And I have to get into, when I get up in the morning, I get into my spirits. So I get into my spirits on my show. I just go into the flow of what I do. I get up, I do studies, I do my readings, you know, and I just get into the flow of the thing to stay on point, you know. So I bring you along on that journey, and you learn with me. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how that goes. So I wanted to take a reading. Before I get to that, let me get to the first reading I wanted to take. I wanted to take a reading from the Moorish Quran. And what would a day be on the Morning Drip without the illustrious prophet, Noble Drew Ali? Okay, so I'm going to bring the Holy Quran. Of the Moors, American Quran, all right? The Holy Quran of the Moor Science Temple of America. This is for the Moors. Know thyself. And I always like to read the beginning because it brings clarity and understanding for all those who don't know. And it says, know thyself and thy Father God Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, Yahushua, with 18 years of the events, life works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua and desire to know about his life works and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all those that love Yahushua. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones, that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order, and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. If the lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet, and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And with the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages, had these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet in 1927 by the Prophet Noble Drew Ali. Hey, it's a lot in there. You got to study. It's a lot going on in there. But that's opening it up for all those who love Yahushua. Okay, now I'm gonna go pick a chapter what I wanted to read to you guys, or what I'm gonna read. Yeah, for all of those who love Yahushua. So you know you've been given Jesus, but I'm gonna read and teach you about Yahushua. This is what's missing out the Bibles. Yeah, I've read the Bible. I'm well versed in the Bible. If it wasn't for the Bible, I wouldn't know the Quran. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't know that them books are the same. I wouldn't know where they come from. And it's Judaism, the same thing, the same books, the same people who argue and fussing and fighting. And That's another thing. When I get to that holy covenant for us to understand. Okay, so let me go. So I'm going to go with chapter 9. Chapter 9. Yahushua attends a feast in Bihar, and here he taught him inequality. The fame of Yahushua. Remember, audience, when you hear Yahushua, that's who you call Jesus. But his real appellation, Jesus, that the J wasn't even in the language, for one. You got to remember what he was speaking and where he was from. You talking about the Palestine area. You talking about Moab, the land of Moab. You talking about Syria, all that area, all that over there. The J, no. That didn't exist. You see people when they say even in Spanish, they don't use the J. They say at least, hey, they say Jesus. So I'm trying to understand. You got to understand where his name comes from and what his name meaning, because name has meaning. The name has power. He has an appellation, so it's a difference. So you got the name Jesus. Anyway, Yahushua attends a feast in Bihar and here taught him inequality. The fame of Yahushua as a teacher spread through all the land, and people came from near and far to hear his words of truth. At Bihar, you know how you got the preachers and all them running around. You got the ones like the big ones, the Jimmy Swaggers and all the people. I don't know who the big ones is nowadays. But they got the big ones, whatever persuasion you want to call them. They got the big mega preacher. They go all around. What you think Yahushua was on? But he didn't want that fame. He wasn't searching for fame. He was in the highways and byways. That was the difference. He was out there in the turf. You feel me? In the trap. He was sliding through the trap on the turf. You see the type of people that was around him when he was dipping through, even the females. He was in the grimy places. See, people don't want to get out no more. They're scared to go out to the youth, scared of the youth, scared to death. How you go be a savior if you can't go out there and represent what you're talking about? You fearing them. But, yeah. So the fame of Yahushua as a teacher spread through all the land, and people came from near and far to hear his words of truth. At Bihar, on the sacred river of the Brahms, he taught for many days. And Ak, a wealthy man of Bihar, made a feast in honor of his guest, and he invited everyone to come. And excuse me. And many came among them thieves, extortioners, and courtesans. And Yahushua sat with them and taught. But they who had followed him were much aggrieved, because he sat with thieves and courtesans. Pimps and play prostitutes, just put it that way. Some say it like that. And they upbraided him. They said, Ravani, master of the wise, the teacher, master of the wise, this day will be an evil day for you. The news will spread that you consort with courtesans, and men would shun you as they shun an asp. And Yahushua answered them and said, a master never screens himself for the sake of reputation or of fame. These are but worthless baubles of the day. They arise and sink like empty bottles on a stream. They are illusions and will pass away. They are the indices to what the thoughtless think. They are noise that people make, and shallow men judge merit by the noise. Allah and all master men judge men by what they are and not what they seem to be, not by their reputation and their fame. Hello. These courtesans and thieves are children of my father Allah. Their souls are just as precious in his sight as yours, or of the Brahmic priest. And they are working out the same life sums that you have solved, you men who look at them with scorn. And some of them have solved much harder than you have solved, you men who look at them with scorn. Yes, they are sinners, and confess their guilt, while you are guilty, but are shrewd enough to have a polished coat to cover up your guilt. Suppose you men who scorn the courtesan, these drunkards and these thieves, who know that you are pure in heart and life, that you are better far than they, stand forth that man may know just who you are. The sin lies in the wish, in the desire, not in the act. You covet other people's wealth. You look at charming forms, and deep within your heart you lust for them. Deceit you practice every day, and wish for gold, for honor, and for fame, just for your selfish self. The man who covets is a thief, and she who lusts is a courtesan. You who are none of these, speak out. Somebody speak out to me. Somebody call in and speak out to me right now. Nobody spoke. The accusers held their peace. And Yahushua said, the proof this day is all against those who have accused. The pure in heart do not accuse. The vile in heart who want to cover up their guilt with holy smoke of piety are ever loathing drunkards, thieves, and courtesans. This loathing and this scorn is mockery, for if the tinseled coat of reputation could be torn away, the loud professor would be bound to revel in his lust, deceit, and many forms of secret sin. Amen. I'm going to do a lot. The man who spends his time in pulling other people's weeds can have no time in pulling his own, and all the choicest flowers of life will be choked and die, and nothing will remain but darnel, thistles, and burrs. And Yahushua spoke a parable. He said, behold, a farmer had great fields of ripened grain. And when he looked, he saw that blades of many stalks of wheat were bent and broken down. And when he sent his reapers forth, he said, we will not save the stalks of wheat that have the broken blades. Go forth and cut and burn the stalks with broken blades. And after many days, he went to measure up his grain, but not a kernel could he find. And then he called the harvesters and said to them, where is my grain? They answered him and said, we did according to your word. We gathered up and burned the stalks with broken blades, and not a stalk was left to carry to the barn. And Yahushua said, if Allah saves only those who have unbroken blades, who have been perfected in his sight, who will be saved? And the accusers hung their heads in shame, and Yahushua went his way. And that was deep, because that made me do self-reflection. And that just made me do a lot of self-reflection as I was reading that in myself. And, you know, a lot of time we try to help people by conveying a message to them. But the message we be conveying to them is a judgmental message. So instead of being masters and professors and sitting back unbiased and unattached to it, because we be attached from the emotional standpoint, not controlling those vibrations, chakras, ethers, however you want to say it, we go into the emotional state and then we become judgmental in our health. So that made me do self-reflection on that. So that's like you got to sit back and be like you're getting paid to just listen. And just listen, then absorb, and find a parable, come up with something, you know, listen, sit back, and, you know. But, yeah, now I wanted to get to something. That was deep, though, man. That's human equality right there. That's human equality right there. Like, you can't cast that stone, you know. You can't cast that stone at somebody. Yeah, them the people who will come up and talk to you. You know, the people, who else can help you in your condition but a person who's been through the same thing as you? So why would you look down on them? Because you're going through the same thing. Because you're trying to hide it. You can't hide it. You feel me? Who are you hiding it from? You can't hide it from yourself. So, okay, so you got to just be true to it. You know, if you go talk to them, let them know, man, you understand. You've been through the same path. The only reason you can speak to them now is if you cleaned yourself up. You can't be speaking to them then you're on the same thing. You got to be cleaned yourself up, giving them an example for the path that they could go down. Okay, so now. So how do you pool your resources? In the black, so-called black community, what they call it. How do you do that? First, you start with yourself and your family. All right? That's what the prophet said. Prophet said, save yourself and your family. If you save yourself, then you're supposed to, of course, save your family. Then it branches out. Then you become an example. I'm quite sure people have been following you. People have been following you in all walks of life, whatever you've been doing. So it's quite sure when you become changed and they see that you change for the better, everybody wants better. They'll say, hey, man, how you do that? Yeah, man, how did you do that? You know what's going on. They're going to want to know. They want to see you doing good. You got to tell them the message. Let them hear about it so they can equate something. They could go, people go Google and look up. They could equate something to what you're doing. You understand? So that's, you know, you uplifting people. You got to be the example, though. You got to be the message that you bring. You know, a block of wood, a point. That's in the teaching. A block of wood, a point. Yeah, so we're not trying to be pointers. A sign do that. look at a sign, go tell you which direction to go. You know, we're trying to be doers. So just understanding that, okay, now how can we change that? Okay, so you got family members. So just in your family, if you know something, sit your family down one at a time, or how many of you get in a circle and talk to them. You know, they see you. You see me? They see you moving. You see me? So you don't, you know, you want to bring them along. You want to give them bits and pieces how to clean themselves up, you know, from the physical, spiritual, mental, you know. And then we're dealing with the economics. So you teach them how to clean it up. So you're dealing with credit. You're dealing with credit, credit repair. If that's what you want to, you know, go down that road, clean up your credit. At least y'all could do that together. Pull your money together. Y'all living in the same house, going through the same struggle. Everybody paying separate bills, or some people holding on to money, some people not contributing. We have to all be industrious. We all have gifts and talents. It's something you could do. If you don't want to go get a slave or get a job for somebody, then create. You're a creator. You're a L. You're a Bay. You're a creator. You're a governor. So, hey, so govern your affairs. Get out and create. The United States is a corporation. It's business going on, small business. Why do you think the SBA is giving out all the money? Do you understand signs and symbols? The SBA was giving out all the money for businesses, Small Business Administration. All right, so that's what you got to do, create business. Whatever in your mind, create it, put it on paper. Everything is paper fiction here. Come on now, teach Suleiman Bay. Everything is paper fiction. It's a corporation. So you got to create what's in your mind. You put it on paper. Quit worrying about how you go get some fun. How you go get some funding is you put it on paper, get it an EIN, and start going through the process. That's how you go get it some funding. Yeah, teach. Yeah, so yeah, you know, yeah. So get out there, quit sitting around thinking about what you go do and put it on paper. Every time you get one of them thoughts, create an EIN and go get a business and look at it. That's what I did. I looked at all them business. I just looked at them. They were just on paper. It was on paper. Then I brought them to life. When the funding was right, when the time was right, I brought them life. But I got the EIN on them. Just let them sit there in a booklet, folder. Yeah, I just let them in a folder. 10, 11 of them, just looking at them. I had different ideas for them. I had to get that idea, that thought off my brain, off my noggin, off my heaven. I had to bring that down to a reality. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. Yeah, so I created and brought it into V. So what I'm going to keep holding it up there for? Man, you got millions of thoughts a second. Man, I got too much going on up there. I got to bring this stuff out so it can say B and it is. So that's what you do. You put it on paper. You put your thought on paper. You let it, hey, when it's time, you see, you keep looking at it. You go, see, your spirit will convict you. Like, man, I need to do something with that. Because there's business going on around you. You study going to other people's business. They study breaking your pockets. You going to the store, they gas, this and that. All these other businesses, all these other corporations, all these other small businesses getting you. So you like, man, let me create a way I can get write-offs all during the day. And everything I'm doing, I'm networking. It's about business. Yeah, it's about being industrious. So that's what this is about. So teaching this to yourself and then teaching this to your family. So you want to understand it is hard on a black man. When I say man, I mean man. Well, you gotta be saying a woman when you're saying the man, because man is a woman, woman. Huh? You don't think so? You gotta, okay, now you gotta pay attention. Where did you come from? You came out of a what? A womb, just like this earth, this universe. Man, you came out of womb, man. You a womb man. You came out of woman. So that, you know, that's why you have those vibrations. I mean, that's why they know how to play on them vibrations and turn people. That's why it's in turn. 30 years ago, that stuff was so rare and subtle. Yeah, 30-something years ago, it was so, you know, subtle. But they was injecting it like you base a chicken. Yeah, like you base a turkey. Yeah, they was injecting it. Yeah, they was injecting it, treating it. Yeah, and it was just getting deeper and deeper. Now it's just so prevalent. It's just every day. So there's different things that I could teach you to show you why it's not good being black. They say Black Lives Matter. Well, why everybody still out be protesting all the time? I don't mean to harm no one. But why everybody got to go out and keep saying that then? If it matters, it must don't matter. Because you got to understand what black equates to. Black is dead. That's dead in the eyes of law. Civilator mortis. Yeah, that's dead in the eyes of the law. So you got to study. Study, and understand what that is. But that's what I'm going to show you, why it's not good to be black. So on that note, You need to identify with who you are, your pedigree, your nativity, your nationality. Yes, through Mother Earth. What they were talking about last night, Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Mother Earth. That's what you come from. Everything on this planet comes through the female, the feminine. So that's where you trace that, your nationality, your pedigree, your bloodline. If Yahushua was here today, what would he be? What would he be? His great-great-grandmother's name was what? Ruth in the Bible. Where was she from? He said she was from the land of Moab. Now, y'all don't hear me, though. Where is Moab at? Okay, who is the Moabs? Who is the Moors? Oh, okay, but you don't want to be a Moor, but you want to claim Jesus. That's right, because they never taught you he was a Moor. So Jesus, that's what you get over there. You get what they gave you. They didn't give you much. But so come and listen to Yahushua. Yahushua came again to these shores in the form of the prophet Noble Drew Ali. I bear witness to that. Man, I bear witness to that. You just got to go dig the teachings and go see for yourself. So, you know, you went for one example that they fed to you, but it was one that came to you right here. You got fed an example, but it was an example that came right here before your eyes that broke the seal. That's right, broke the Roman seal. That's what Yahushua came to do, came to raise the dead, make the cripple walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the mute talk. I'm to bear witness to you right now. I was all those things. See, but you don't understand that. Yeah, the ones who know me, you don't understand that. But the ones who do know me, deep down, they do know. They do understand that. Because they like, man, how could you? How could he, you know, change and be like that? I wouldn't have thought for the day. Maybe when they see the change, they be like, man, from where you were to where you are, it's a miraculous. That's when you know one has came. That's when you know one has came among you. And the blind can start seeing. And then when you can take that same spirit, that holy, same holy breath, and breathe it into somebody else and give them life, huh? Can the congregation say amen? Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So I wanted to read this document to you right there, right here, called, again, You on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Yeah, on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, you are. I wanted to read this document to y'all from the State Records of South Carolina. This is a deep document. I mean, this document is from 1789. Now, you could Google this stuff, okay? It's also a document I want y'all to, like I said, I want y'all to Google. Let me go over here and look at it. With the Black Code, I want you to Google the Black Code Laws of 1724. I'm just going to let you Google it like that, because I'm not going to put what the real title of it is, because then you're going to think I'm discriminating, all right, against you. Just go and type in on your Google search, Black Code Laws of 1724. Bam. That's it. See what comes up. See what you get from that, and do your search and check out that. All right? So what I'm going to read to you right now, though, this is the State Records of South Carolina, because we're going to get into that other issue next. So this is the State Records of South Carolina. And I'm giving this to you so you understand why checking the box black on your, where it says race, or white for that matter, because there's only one race, the human race. But that's it. So you keep checking these boxes, and I'm going to tell you the importance of that right now. The State of Records of South Carolina. Let me get my water. Y'all all right out there with me? Y'all hear me well? Everything good? Hope y'all all right out there. Okay. Here we go. The State Records of South Carolina. Journals of the House of Representatives, 1789 through 1790. Michael E. Stevens, editor. Christian M. Allen, assistant editor. Published for the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina Press, Columbia, South Carolina. 8557, copyright A, 1984, by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History. First edition published in Columbia, South Carolina, by the University of South Carolina Press, manufactured in the United States of America. The ISBN number is 0872499448. This is from 20th of January, 1790. From page 363, this our committee, Mr. Hugh Rutledge, Major Pickney, and Mr. Dees. House Journal, 4th of January, 1790 through the 20th of January, 1790. Hey, here we go. A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco and residents in this state. So they resided in South Carolina, but they were subjects of Morocco, okay? Praying that in case they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they are subjects to a prince and an alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as the citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. Okay? The humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, Freemores, or Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel. Y'all would say Samuel. We would say Samuel, not y'all. We would say Samuel in English, but it's Samuel, Freemores. Okay? The humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, Freemores, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly show us that your petitioner, some years past, had the misfortune while fighting in the defense of their country to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador being residing in England in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Ain't that some? Since that period, they have, by the greatest industry, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now prayeth your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince, now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state, now in force, called the Negro Law, but that they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. One, ordered that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed: Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which he read in his place and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information. Ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through, which was agreed to, and is as followed, viz. Report that they have considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolve that this house do agree with the report. See? So then we reflect in our reflections back to, see, they don't want to be tried under the Negro Act. See, they knew it was some law. So now go Google the Black Hole Law. Google that, the Sundry Free Moors Act, South Carolina, 1789. Then speed it up today now. McGirt versus Oklahoma. The implications of that. McGirt versus Oklahoma. So that was decided in Oklahoma because land was set aside for us, for our tribes, what the European called the five civilized tribes, whether you used to, you know, Orleans, Muskegon, Choctaw, the Creek, you know, the Creek lineage, all that, Seminole, the stuff. They considered five civilized tribes. And that's the people that they walked in and ran off of the east side of our land that we so-called surrendered to them and then put us on the west side of our land and put us in Oklahoma and set that aside for us, Congress, so-called, whatever, right? So we haven't been equating with that. Being black, you're not even equating with that history. You're not even equated with that bloodshed of your ancestors. That's being erased from you. Because you've been taught some other history about who you are. That's why it's important to know yourself. Every so-called black been running around since you were young talking about you got Indian in you. What you mean you got Indian in you? Who put some Indian in you? When have you been to India then? If you got some Indian in you, when did you go to India? If you ain't never been to India, then if you've been to India, that means you came from somewhere else. Or was you already here? Are you the Indian? Are you the one who makes the shades? So that's what you got to find out. So when you go through and you deal with the tribes and you look at the tribes on the reservations, when they go into the history, the darker ones are the ones they call the pure. The ones you see, a lot of ones which you see be the amalgamation. We all understand that and know that. It be from amalgamation, the mixing of the bloods with different Europeans, Spaniards, what you call them, Europeans. So we always be taught, you know. Just like our Mexican brothers, that's our Mexican Moor, the Moorish and Mexican. Moorish Mexicans. Yeah. But the deeper you go into Central South America, the darker we get to the islands. We've been here. We all familiar. Yeah, we all one people. We all familiar. So we understand that and know that, and that's what these discussions are about, just to bring us deeper into depths of our lineage and our history. So they didn't want to get tried under them black coal laws. Why is that? So McGirt versus Oklahoma said, hey, you got to overturn them cases. You got to overturn them cases over there because you trying people for laws that you can't criminalize these. These are natural people right here. You can't put these commercial corporate laws on them. So you got to overturn all them cases. So all this revenue you've been getting, all these extortion fees you've been getting, people for traffic tickets, all these different drug charges and all this is getting stripped from the state. Man, that's a big blow. But if you understand that in 50 states, remember it's a union now. Remember, everybody, yeah, you be yourself and stand up, and you equate yourself to your nationality and your pedigree, your bloodline, who you are. Then, hey, that got to stand up in all 50 states. That's a monopoly, a domino effect. Yeah, you criminalizing me. Oh, where you criminalizing me at? Because you in a state, but I'm the territory. See, your state is doing business in my territory, so how you going to be able to charge me? Okay, I want y'all to start studying now. You got to understand that, okay? Yeah. So that's what that is. So when we look into today, when they call us, let me get this for you. The blacks are 14th Amendment citizens. Right? So if you're a 14th Amendment citizen, that's because you're black. That's what's holding you down. That's what made you a citizen, the black tag. They said they made you a citizen, but they said all persons born. And you said, oh, okay. I'm free now. That's what we said. I'm free now. Thank you, boss. Well, I could be a citizen. Oh, you're so nice. You sure is good to me. Mm-hmm. That's what we said. Ooh, thank you, ma'am. I could sit with you now. Ooh, I don't got to get those Negroni pies now. I can eat some of that white pies, too. You're so good to me. That's what we did. But remember, that's what we did, and that's what we do. We try to harm ourselves and each other. Brothers, we trying to keep our sisters down. Man, sisters don't even want to deal with you, man. It's just a shame. You ain't own nothing as a collective. So the 14th Amendment, Section 1, they made you citizens. All persons, they were persons. We deal with that all the time, you know, in the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, that word persons. You think you know what it means? Yeah, you do. Excuse me. You got its meaning. You understand its first meaning, but you don't understand the depths of it. You don't understand that you're dealing with a body politic. You're dealing with law, with the legalese that you got to understand. And the 14th Amendment says, Section 1, all persons, in other words, it hasn't defined what a person is, so we're going to define what a person is, all right? All persons, born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, I mean, you're subject to their jurisdiction, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. I'm going to just stop right there, all right? So all persons. Well, let's find out what persons, because it's just got this little persons here, little lowercase, got a little person. I'm like, okay, we're going to go into the law dictionary. We're going to go in here and see that they dealing with law. We ain't talking about Webster. No, we ain't talking about Webster. Webster come up short. If y'all old enough, you remember the little show Webster with Emmanuel Lewis? Yeah, he was real Emmanuel Lewis, real short. Yeah, they called him Webster. Yeah, Webster come up short, man. You can't use that dictionary. Not for all purposes, man. You could use that to cross-reference to get you a little information. You got some damn, you got to get you unabridged dictionaries. Old school, unabridged, older the better. Go back and see if you can get the root, etymology, study. All right? Person. This is from Black's Law. All right? Person, one, a human being. That's what we all know. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. Like Red Fox would say, you big dummy. Yeah, we all knew that. Yeah. We all knew it was a person. So that's the first one. They're going to get that to you because they know everybody know that. Human being is a person. Two, an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and the duties of a human being. Again, two of the definition of person is an entity such as a corporation that is recognized by law as having the rights and duties of a human being. Three, the living body of a human being. Okay, so we got that understanding. It's a human being, and we got understanding now, too. It could be an entity, such as a corporation, corporation got laws like humans. They could sue and be sued. So like that, you go in there still now. Put a charge on you now. Yeah, don't go in there stealing. Yeah. Okay, artificial person now, right under person. It says artificial person. It says an entity such as a corporation. Uh-oh. That was just the definition of person. Artificial person is an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. A being real or imaginary who for the purpose of legal reasoning is treated more or less as a human being. Also termed fictitious person, juristic person, legal person, moral person, legal entity. Now let's hold on. Let me grab my spectacles out. Put my lenses on, man, my goggles, my lens cracking, man. Let's see. Let's do that again. Artificial person, an entity such as a corporation created by law and given certain legal rights and duties of a human being. That's the key right there. It was created by law and given certain legal rights. Okay, you are the law. So, see? That's the thing. You are the law. So your morale. Come on now. One more teach you. Your morale. That's how you stand up. You stand up on the law because you're the lawgiver. You are the law. That's why when people come at you with blasphemy and bogusness and BS, you know how to refute the fraud and stand up and be a civilizer. And people won't mess with you. Yeah, and people won't mess with you. Okay. Now we just go down again. It says natural person. It says a human being as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. So a natural person is a human being, as we know, as distinguished from an artificial person created by law. So you mean to tell me an artificial person created by law? Well, of course, Suleiman Bey, that's what we just read. Oh, so it says 14 minutes to all persons born or naturalized are subjects of the United States jurisdiction and they citizens, right? The United States. So you just was made a citizen. Why do other people got to come here and be naturalized and go through something, go through a system? They got to come answer a questionnaire. They got to tell where they from, their background, their pedigree, everything. Why you? You just erased out of history. You don't have nothing, or they just wrote it down for you. They wrote it down for us, huh? They must have just wrote all that information they asked everybody else down to become a citizen or whatever over here. They must have wrote it down. Understanding, y'all. Understanding in turf talk. You know, in hood talk, street talk. Understanding that. You don't just let nobody in the hood. I can't come from where I'm from and just come into your hood and your turf and just come dipping through there talking about my talk and my walk and what I want to do. What? I'm alien. Man, I'm going to get treated like an alien, and I'm under your law, under your governance, under your sensing. Whatever your law governs the affair and the order of the day. I can't go there and think, oh, well, my bylaws say this. I'm on your turf. Man, I'm under your act. See? So that's why we got to get our act together. Man, you on the morning drill for Suleiman Bey. So that's what this is about, understanding that. What is this person? This is corporate fiction. We've been created. We've been stripped, denationalized. Crimes against humanity. Yeah, it's crimes against humanity. You don't even have a name for yourself. You can't even tie in or nothing. Who going to help you when the alarm goes out other than the great God of the universe? Who going to help you? You're nationless. You're stateless. You're a stateless person. All these states around you, you a stateless person. So that's what we got to do. We got to do better. We got to come out of that. So pulling our resources with our families and just keeping our family tight, teaching them the science and the discipline that we civilize, the teaching them the history that you're not Negroes, Blacks, and colored folks, Ethiopians. These names were given to slaves by slaveholders. Yeah, 1774, yeah, during the time of slavery. This is a new era of time now. You know, me and now must be known by their free national name and be recognized by the government in which they live. What? That's right. In the nations of the earth. So y'all better get it together. We got to get it together. Got to quit talking in the, you know, the way. You're talking about us. So we got to get it together. Follow me. Yeah, that's what Pac said. Follow me. Yeah, come with me. Yeah, follow me, man. Follow what the prophet put down, the demonstration put down here. You don't believe a prophet could come to you? Why you read these books then? Because that's what it's talking about. Prophets and messengers came to all the people who fell away from Allah's teachings, grace, and mercy. That's why he's so, Allah's most merciful. Always, people always say he. That's why Allah's the most gracious, most merciful. Yeah, one will be sent to you, and we in tough times. Well, our condition is 10 times worse. That's why the prophet had to be 10 times stronger. Yeah, our condition is 10 times worse. Because you don't even, there's other people that have been in bondage and servitude, and they have indentured servitude in life. The history shows that, duh. Yeah, but they still knew who they were. They knew where they from. They still, the name equates them to that, to some of this piece of this earth land that they could call their own. You don't even, they don't, your name don't even claim you to a piece of earth. Because the name is corporate. And the corporation is doing business in your name on top of your land. That's why Martin Luther King said it. Yeah, he said it, and that's why they popped him right after that. Two shots and Martin's dead. One shot and Martin's dead to the head. That's how they do it. Yeah, Martin told you in his dreams, his speech. Yeah, he said, the Negro finds himself exiled in his own land. Ooh, Brother Martin. Ooh, he saw a dream from the mountaintop. I used to thought he was so weak. And I just thought that. I was like, man, I can't much think that they was getting hit with bricks and all that. I ain't nobody with that, man. You know, grew up in a different time. But when I studied them teachings, man, what he was coming to fruition, what was coming inside of him, what he was, man. And that speech, that as he said, man, the Negro found himself exiled in his own land. Man, that's deep. That's deep right there. So, let me go in here. So that person is it's deep what they did. So it's deep the trick that's been played on man. Person. This is from John Bouvier's. Now we're going to the law dictionary from John Bouvier. John Bouvier, this is a law dictionary adapted to the Constitution and laws of the United States of America and of the several states of the American Union with references to the civil and other systems of foreign law, John Bouvier, right? So person, this word is applied to men, women, and children who are called natural persons. It is also used to denote a corporation, which is an artificial person, huh? Natural persons are divided into males or men and females or women. Men are capable of all kinds of engagements and functions unless by reasons applying to particular individuals. They are also sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by law. Listen, okay, persons are also, they are also sometimes divided into free persons and slaves. Free men are those who have preserved, to listen to the language, who have preserved, have you preserved? Who have preserved their natural liberty, that is to say, who have the right of doing what is not forbidden by the law. Okay? A slave is one who is in the power of a master to whom he belongs. Slaves are sometimes ranked not with persons, but things. So when you go study the birth instrument, you'll see that it's assigned to fixtures, to things. It's dealing with property. You know, you're dealing with fixtures, liens, and escrow of property. Person go get out of jail, you go look at the bonds and stuff dealing with, you're dealing with property. Property bonds. Man, the cold system of the slavery and bondage of the people. People actually believe in this stuff and vote for war on crime, more tougher penalties. Man, it's enslaving the people, taking the people down with corporate statutes. It doesn't have nothing to do with flesh and blood. When you study them black hole laws, Google that, black hole laws of 1724, then you will see where it came from. Not me speaking on my own authority. Get it from the source. Yeah, you go see and go read them the articles that they put down with the blacks can and cannot do and see if that's going on today. Can't congregate. Can't have no weapons. Man, master on you. This man. So it's there. So that's another thing. It's another thing that you got to be careful. You know, they've been doing eugenics for a long time. In the institutions, and who's to say where else, okay? But they've been having, if you go Google something called the Racial Integrity Act of 1924, you'll see how the eugenics program was used and how they were sterilizing people in Virginia, starting in Virginia, the sterilization programs and institutions, and then California. Yeah, prison inmates was being sterilized, unbeknownst to themselves. You know, now they give you a shot. They give you a shot every year. I know in the feds they give you a shot every year, like clockwork. Talking about TB or whatever they're checking for, but to put the little shot in you and it bubble up, then they come back and check 2 or 3 days to see if you got any lump or something. Yeah, that shot right there every year, like clockwork, sticky. Come on now. The food in the prison is no minerals, no food in it, no life in it. Yeah, everything is canned, processed, no flavor, no vitamins, no minerals. I mean, it's just bad. The water's bad. You're right out there on plantation, a lot of pesticides. Water's bad. You can't drink, you have no money for good water. Black mold. Yeah, black mold everywhere. Rodents. All that type of stuff. Asbestos. Lead paint, especially in the old buildings. Especially in the older building, then you got to think in the old building, and then especially in the newer building, you got to think you want artificial light, artificial air. For years on past, you just been warehoused, not getting natural light. That's not good on the body. That's not good on the brain and the senses, on the chakras. It's not good. Can't be. It's artificial to you. A plant needs real light. Can't just keep leaving it in the house. Yeah, it can't take root like that. So that's what we got to do. We've got to speed up the pace, man, and get it together. We've got to pool our resources, start at home. If you're into credit and all that, if you haven't got your identity and stuff together, as far as your papers, that's what the order of day is, declaring, proclaiming, putting these people on notice, putting the world on notice that you are somebody. You have a illustrious history, and you are at home. You are in Atlantis, land of the Moors. Up and down the Mississippi. You lived up and down the Mississippi, the prophet said. That's how we go end off with some of these oral statements of the prophet. The prophet said, if you don't believe I'm a prophet, just watch into my statements. His prophecy. The prophecies in Hadith of Noble Dwali. If you doubt that I am a prophet, watch my prophecies. Yeah, let's go into it. Go into where I left off last time with it. He says, we need to have warehouses because one day the Europeans are going to let you down. The times that have been won't be no more. He says, if I were you, I would get ready before you are made to do so. If you are ready, stay ready. If you are not ready, get ready. Some of you Moors are going to throw away your name just for a morsel of bread. Chasing the UCC package. Chasing the package of delivery. Go sell your name for a morsel of bread and just don't know how to function. Man, you got to understand them articles and them constitution and stuff and understand how to function and move. Man, you just plain old rich and don't even know it. What? That's what the prophet said. You just plain old rich and don't even know it. So why would you throw away your name for a morsel of bread when you can have the whole loaf? Okay. He says, before the European came here, the bananas were large and the grapes were four in hand. It took men with hand sticks to carry one bunch of grapes. I bear witness when I was young, it was like the Garden of Eden to me. There's so many trees, used to run around and climb up and get stuff from almonds to pecans, of course. You got pecans this way, pomegranates, plums, locusts. Yeah, cherries. It was just, man, come on. It's named after the pomegranate trees. Mama and grandma and them fussing in Ireland. Yeah, don't go out there and run them trees. There's fruit everywhere. Now everything took and gone. It's all in vitamins. And that stuff hurting you, tearing up your liver and your kidneys. You got coatings and additives and all kinds of stuff on it. Just taking what's natural and making it unnatural. Taking what's false and trying to make it look positive. That's what Satan does. That's what Lucifer does. He makes darkness try to look like light. He camouflages it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Camouflages it. Mm-hmm. You got to understand these teachings. Okay. And the prophet said the Moors were living up and down the Mississippi River before the European man came here. It says the European went to the Moroccan government and asked for permission to come over here to northwestern Mexico to develop this land. They were given a 50-year mandate to do so. Then the Europeans went to an old sheik and asked him to give them some people to help them to develop this land. The sheik told them to take those Moors. He said they're not going to do anything. So that's how you know it was the different government people, like our own people, sultans, sheiks, caliphs, all these people, so-called people, man, and different tribes and kingdoms was a part of this, from the Arabs. Slavers, the ones who was catching us and selling everybody. That's why if you watch Roots and all that, you see there's always an African being, you had an Arab on a horse behind them. The Arab was the one enslaving Africans and having Africans take other Africans, other Moors. Say it that way, right, for y'all, other Moors, okay? The European is going to have to pay our people off for the work that they did in slavery and pay off in compound interest. One day, the Europeans are going to lock the food up in warehouses, put soldiers around them to guard them, and you will go anywhere he says to get something to eat. So you've seen that with the corona, COVID stuff was going on. Yeah, you've seen that, man. They was out there, man, National Guard and everything. It ain't too far from just pulling out. You walk up to the store one day and say, hey, get away from here. Or who are you? Let me see your ID. And you show who you are, and they ain't giving you nothing. They'll only give you a portion. Pharaoh might set it up some kind of way. But you know what Pharaoh does, so you better study the history. It says, one day you will go to the store, and there will be soldiers there with guns with bayonets on them, and they will not let you enter. They will order you to move on. Ooh, past the form in 1929. Ooh, he said that then. Ooh, 92 years ago. One day the European is going to let you down. You're going to have to put up a 90-day supply of food to last you until your brothers come to your rescue from the east. Listen. Listen now. He said to put up a 90-day supply of food. Man, that's what your folks from the east will kind of have to come and save us. So be ready. The Holy Prophet told the Moors, children, you are at home, and the European is 3,000 miles from home, and he is going to have to take some water. Well, listen, peace and love to y'all. We came to our end conclusion. Don't forget to go to the website at legalempowermentgroup101.com, and that's for all you. That's for the help with the prisoners. We got the prisoner work going on, helping the prisoners get their papers and stuff signed and sealed. Yeah, they want their signed and sealed, too. Y'all got to start working with y'all family members and getting their pictures and stuff together, the proper pictures and stuff for them, and working with them and getting that stuff. Legal empowerment, getting that stuff to us. Getting that stuff to us so we can help them best serve them. You know, we try to be the service that we can be. Legalempowermentgroup101.com. Go there, leave your name, email, and a comment. Where your folks at, your prisoner, whatever, we'll get on that for the papers. And then go to Almore, consultationllc.com. That's Almoor, almoreconsultationllc.com. Those are the websites where you could reach us and leave the information, your contact information, your email or whatever, and we'll get back to you. Anything you like in the archives, if it's a show, you ask some questions, and we'll get back to you. With that, we'll check out of here today. And like I said, we'll be back in, inshallah, the next day or so with some more information to y'all. Thank y'all for joining, man. I hope y'all join. Tell a friend. Start logging in. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, wherever you be. Some of you like, man, start tapping in. And peace and love. Thank you for joining Suleiman Bey on the Morning Drip. Peace.